the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mary, Auxiliatrix, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the memorial of Saint John Bosco, one of the great saints of modern times, and one who has had a great influence on Catholic education, really a model of a pastoral model, a priestly model of leadership in the formation of young people. St. John Bosco is recorded in the Franciscan Book of Saints because he was actually a tertiary Franciscan, son of a holy woman, Margaret, who was also a tertiary. His father died when he was only 2 years old, so he was primarily formed by his mother and recognized her for his great faith and love for God, which he learned from her. St. John Bosco also was directed, he had a spiritual director, who was a saint, St. Joseph Cafasso, who also was a member of the Third Order of the Franciscans. So there's definitely a strong familial spiritual relationship between St. John Bosco and the Franciscan Order. One of his biographers mentioned that St. John Bosco, who's remembered for his contribution to education, forming the teaching order of the Salesians and also the Daughters of St. Mary Auxiliatrix, he himself apparently had no formal theory of education. He wasn't apparently formed in pedagogy. And yet, instinctively, he was a master of education, because he's a pastor of souls, and his guiding light is Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And he would lead with love all of those who are entrusted to him into this light. He was a formator of spirits, shaping intellect and will by leading them to Christ, the way. As I said, he was had a strong Franciscan spirit, in particular his focus on humility and his practice of humility and charity, and also self-correction. In the second reading of the Office of Readings today, which is a letter from St. John Bosco to his fellow priests, his helpers in the Salesian, among the Salesians, he says the following, which show his humility and his spirit of self-correction as a means to being an effective corrector of others. He says, "It is easier to become angry than to restrain oneself, and to threaten a boy than to persuade him. Yet indeed, it is more fitting to be persistent in punishing our own impatience and pride than to correct the boys. We must be firm but kind and patient with them." He also preached and practiced humility, which is one of the hallmarks of holiness. Our Lord, there's really only one place in the gospel where he specifically says, "Be like me." He says, "Be like me, for I am meek and humble of heart." St. John Bosco, in this letter to his collaborators, said the following: "Let us regard those boys over whom we have some authority as our own sons. Let us place ourselves in their service. Let us be ashamed to assume an attitude of superiority. Let us not rule over them except for the purpose of serving them better." And in all things, his model is Jesus Christ. He goes on, "This was the method that Jesus used with the apostles. He put up with their ignorance and roughness and even their infidelity. He treated sinners with a kindness and affection that caused some to be shocked, others to be scandalized, and still others to hope for God's mercy. And so he bade us to be gentle and humble of heart. They are our sons, and so in correcting their mistakes, we must lay aside all anger and restrain it so firmly that it is extinguished entirely." And this attitude, this real prohibition of anger in himself and in those who should be guiding and correcting souls, he reflects even one of the precepts of St. Francis in the rule. St. Francis has a couple of particular admonitions in the rule for all his friars. In the chapter on the penance to be imposed on the friars who sin, so those friars who are in need of correction, St. Francis instructs those ministers in charge of correction: "The ministers provincial must take care not to become angry or provoked on account of anyone's sin, because anger and perturbation prevent charity in themselves and others." And in chapter 10 on the admonition and correction of the friars, he says, "Charitably and kindly, the ministers should receive them and be so friendly with them that these friars may speak and act as freely as masters do towards their servants. Thus it should be, for the ministers are the servants of all the friars." St. John Bosco took to heart this spirit of humble and serving authority of those who have responsibility for the correction of others. And his model then of education was for the times and still today really a wonderful and surprising thing. In his biography, it was remarked that by kindness and sympathy and his marvelous power of reading the thoughts of the boys, he exercised a profound influence over his charges. He was able to rule them with apparent indulgence and absence of punishment, something which the educationists of the day could not understand. Today, perhaps, in education, particularly in secular situations, but I don't know if it's any different or much different in also the Catholic schools, but there's gone almost a swing of the pendulum to the other extreme of permissivity, where, as they said during the Cultural Revolution of 1968, it is prohibited to prohibit. And we see the destruction done among youth from an overly liberal attitude of not wanting to impose anything or not correcting. And the fault there is that there's not a balance between love and truth. St. John Bosco had that balance, that he would certainly not permit, in a sort of careless way, the errors of the youth, but he wouldn't come down on them with an iron fist either. It was a perfect balance of love and truth, or that caritas in veritate that we are exhorted to practice. And at one point, I didn't find it in my reading in preparation for the homily today, but I know I remember reading in the past that it almost broke St. John's heart, but he did have the strength to expel youth who were incorrigible in order to protect and save those other youth who would otherwise be seduced by, you know, the strong-willed boys who wouldn't accept correction and wouldn't conform to the truth. St. John Bosco leaves behind then a great example for all educators and for parents as well. He recognized that with the youth that he was serving, he treated them as sons and recognized that he and his collaborators were in a certain sense taking the place of parents. And so he is a model for anyone who has to form young people for how to do that in a spirit of love and truth and get results. Therefore, let us remember that if we want to do good, and if authority is given to us to form others, we must always do this with an attitude of service and the humility of a disciple of Christ. And our most effective means then is to imitate our Lord, who is the model of perfection also for educators, who is the way and taught us to serve with meekness and humbleness. We pray that Our Lady, to whom St. John entrusted and after whom he named the female order of the daughters of St. Mary Auxiliatrix, we pray to her to continue to exercise in our lives that motherly role of helper and help us to help others. Praise be Jesus and Mary.